Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello and welcome to Stretford Paddock. We're here with another Paddock podcast. Joe's laughing in the background, but we're here with...
Kieran. Yes. Sorry.
Joe.
And Stephen.
We've got a Joe. We don't need a Joe.
Fake Englishman. No.
What were we talking about?
No, it doesn't matter. He calls me a fake Irishman all the time.
Did you know why? You fucking English, you dick.
I'm going to find out some dirt on you. Doesn't matter. Anyway, what have we got today, Alex? What are we talking about?
Football's cancelled forever. Well, April 30th. Yeah.
It's going to be forever.
It's going to be forever, isn't it?
Like, April 30th is still well giddy and well far away at the same time, which is horrible.
Yeah. No, that's not good, is it?
And we're about to go on lockdown, allegedly. The whole country. The whole nation. So it's going pretty... I'm pretty shit at the moment.
Yeah, I don't know what the crack is. I'm upset about this April 30th. There's so much mystery about everything, but yeah. I don't know what we can do. We can also just chat about what could potentially happen after April 30th. You saying it's done. April 30th is quite...
It's too late, isn't it?
No, well, I think they probably will try and get it in for April 30th, which does give them like 6 weeks from now to be able to... pretty much 6 weeks, like 5.5 weeks to be able to train, to make sure they get back up to speed. Because, if they're going to start playing 3 games a week, they're going to need to be fit.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, this break, will it help them? Who's going to capitalise most from this break?
It might be us with Pogba and
Yeah. Getting into the swing of things. Ollie having a couple months with them.
You go unbeaten on 11, though. You got to think that's going to halt some sort of momentum.
Yeah.
Going into
a bit,
it,
absolutely.
I mean,
lion. I can't think of better mood around the club since Fergie's been here. Maybe, I want to say. Just
big
that,
just that's
that,
a
just, that's a big shape, but just the run of form and just the general.
That's a crazy shot.
Or around, just after that City win, I know everyone, we were all saying we've never seen a kind of euphoric feeling quite like that since Fergie's left. And it just feels like everything is slowly, and then this has happened and everything's just gone back to shit again.
Come watch. I think it's going to be bizarre. That's a big statement you made.
I know, but I've just got the feeling.
We're not even going. When it's April 30th,
it'll be like,
hopefully it's on telly, otherwise, do I have to dress up like a referee and try and get in that way? What do you do?
There's no way they can say for sure that they're definitely going to, if this gets worse, they can't play it after April 30th. There's no saying that this could get even worse.
Here's the thing, no one has got a pot of glue.
No, yeah.
I've not asked you about your actual opinion on what you think is going to happen.
In terms of
what, if it gets to April 30th again, if it gets pushed back a bit by bit by bit, do you think the season should be finished?
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Absolutely. Now, obviously, people are like, it's just because you don't want Liverpool to win the league. Obviously, right? But also by the same thing is, you can't start then impacting subsequent seasons. You have to draw a line under it. The reason of the June 30th date that UEFA came up with is because that's when a lot of players' contracts end. Mm. That's when a lot of the whole administration of the game goes from July 1st to June 30th. So there's a reason for that cutoff there, that if you can't complete them by then, well, you didn't complete them. So I don't know.
I've seen a couple of people saying that it's more important to finish this season than it is to start next season.
I disagree.
Which I don't get.
I'm not going to get. I understand the reasoning, but I disagree.
Because it's one of them. If you try and finish this season, into the next season.
No, that was a close one. That was a close
one.
What
the fuck, Joe?
Only a little cough on it. You know what I mean? I've done bigger.
Are you going to do a shot of that?
Why? What is it?
It's hand sanitizer.
500 likes.
It's not hand sanitizer. Don't.
What is it?
It's soap. It's funny when it's someone in the office, isn't it? But when he's sitting on the podcast, it's not funny.
Where's the proper hand sanitizer, Joe?
We're running low. Oh, there is a little.
Just
nice
a little bit left.
And he's going to come on and administer it himself.
He wanted to come on all day.
Yeah, he did. He was in waiting for this.
He said he was going to chirp up
before,
the whole time.
Before.
Look at him.
You're not allowed to touch me.
Oh, look
right,
at that.
That's a bit too much
for a bit, Alex. No, I don't think we should be sharing it.
Yeah, that's not how it works.
He's done that. No. Jeez. Oh,
right in my face. Lovely. He's done that.
What's just happened there?
I don't know.
It's not a bit late.
What just happened?
It's not even Friday.
Did you see what happened on Skype?
I've got questions, lads.
Go on.
Bacola would not indulge me.
I'll indulge you.
Okay, of course.
We tried. Yeah, I mean, this is what we exist to do.
Yeah.
Right? And literally exist to do. And this is the last time we got drunk was this time last week.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Okay.
So, I want your all opinion. Let's do it individually. And I'll go with you, Kieran, first. We'll start there and we'll come this way.
Yeah.
How out of hand does it get? With the day when they go, lads, we got it under control. And Boris goes... Because he's fucking weird, isn't he? Get to the pub. Whatever it is. Because he's got to do something like that.
Yeah.
Get to the pub. Let's get them barrels sunk. Something like that. How out of hand does it get?
It is going to start off slow. We're not going to have the immediate bang, everyone's in the pub. Because everyone's going to be still shitting it to go out.
Nah, and then right. 4 o'clock. So let's say it happens.
You think it's going to be instantaneous?
It's a 4 o'clock on a Thursday.
Boris calls, get
to the pub.
Here's what happens. There's a lot of musicians that need money. There's a lot of venues that need money. There's a lot of beer companies that need money. They're all going to put shit on, say, come through the doors, let's get fucking levered. That's what's going to happen.
Levered.
There's a lot of bands that have not played
levered.
For months.
L-E-B-B-B-B-B-B-R-D.
They will have to make up the money quickly, to be fair.
You're telling me if the bar goes like that, bang, there's not a band that can get set up at the arena and go fucking through the
just
doors.
Just like, one, two, three.
Exactly.
That day's going to be, they're going to go.
Chaos.
We've gone down in cases as of today. That'll be it. Doors open, everyone out, straight in.
Not just that we've gone down in cases. Like,
that'll be it.
It's under control.
That's the day it's going to happen.
But like that, we've gone 7 days without a new infection. We think we've got it. Get to the fucking pub. How out of hand does that weekend get?
It depends how much people are drinking behind closed doors, because I think that could get heavy. I think you're going to get to the point where you're just going to go in.
Like, I have a rum at home. Not every night. But like,
but it's gonna be every night.
But maybe I'm
now. I'm not driving.
Amazon
for
are
the
doing
next
deliveries
6 weeks.
And stuff. Well, exactly. Yeah, that's
driving?
My big thing.
Because you can be stuck in your house. Why would I drive anywhere? Right. Can't go out anywhere.
Right. Go for a run.
Is that a galaxy weekender or what? Is that just go out until your money runs out?
Which probably isn't really fast. Expect it to come into Monday either. Monday I think just gonna carry on. Hopefully the sunshine might be out as well.
I'm gonna make it a personal challenge. The best I ever did was Magaluf for a mate stag do. I did 3 days with probably about 2 hours sleep, right? And I was a fucking nuisance.
Yeah.
And I reckon I'm going to try and beat that.
Yeah, we can all beat it. We could do it. I'm popping live now and again as well during the 3 days.
No, we're not going live. We are not going live, are we? No, we're not. Stop saying yes. No, we're not. We can be filming, but we have to have a designated editor that's only a bit drunk, right? Otherwise...
Scanning.
Yeah, shit's there, because... We know what he's like.
He just put his hand up, by the way. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Patterson just put his hand up. I won't be that drunk, ever.
You don't fancy a late one?
No.
Comments saying.
Comments are saying people are squirted on Joe.
People aren't happy that we're sat so close together, but...
I think you'll all get levered.
We're all hand sanitised up, though.
Yeah.
Almost over at hand sanitised. Cameron's been playing with it all day. Hand sanitised.
What?
We're all kind of clean, I think. As clean as you can be.
Don't take me out of my fantasy. I'm really just...
Can you imagine if it coincides with the football coming back somehow? So let's say on the Tuesday, Boris says, looks like everything's good to go, and it's going to slowly kind of...
Can
a few
I
people
you?
Go out instantly.
Can I
go, go.
Right, so all these games are being played behind closed doors, right? United, on the Tuesday, we got through from the semi-final... To the Europa League final, and said that's going to be on the Saturday.
Yeah.
The Thursday, Boris says, get to the pub, lads.
Yeah, it's over.
Right,
it's
we
over.
Start drinking Thursday, we go through into Friday. We just have to make Saturday night to watch United be crowned Europa League champions of the world, and then we just fucking fade away on Sunday.
Yes, that sounds like a plan, to be honest.
Oh my God.
That sounds almost too good to be
what
true.
What about FA Cup final against City? Which could happen.
Oh, we don't.
On the following Wednesday after the European.
Oh.
Right, well, now we've got a fucking party, haven't we? And we're talking like 6 day session.
What do you think?
Odeon starts letting people in for free.
Oh, well, no, whoa. Not Odeon, son.
Yeah,
Team View over here. Team Odeon. Some people.
They are shut
everywhere. Shut. Doesn't stop you being brought in for cleaning shifts on Saturday.
What are you cleaning up?
Deep clean the fucking place. Because they have to stick us in. They're not going to, you know, hire a professional cleaning company. I'm probably no. They told us we don't have to wear uniforms. So I presume there's probably some sort of hazmat suits. You'd imagine. Don't sack me. Please,
one
I need
for,
the money.
activities.
Oh,
I will. I'll try.
If
please
there's hazmat
me.
Suits, please get us.
It would fit
activities.
In well with the aura of this office. I'm pretty sure a hazmat suit would be used more than once on a video. There's definite reusable value in this.
Yeah, you could meet that girl tonight.
No, not her.
No.
No. No, no eyebrows are raised.
No. No.
People ask when your room's coming out. Probably try coincide it with when everything gets the thumbs up.
I don't
up.
Think they're going to be making shit at the minute, are they?
No, probably not. I mean, it's worth emailing them and asking them. I still haven't got a name. Come up with a name.
What, for the room? You haven't come up with them? No. I thought it was rum. Well, no. I saw McCullough suggested rum chums. I don't think that really. No. Maybe not. Spiced housing.
Different meaning in Piccadilly.
Yeah, is that true?
Mute this person.
Yeah, house and spice.
He's just right. He's just being up. Right, what else can we talk about United wise?
Positive now. As well. Something positive because we're all a bit depressed, aren't we?
Yeah.
Odion Ighalo, he might be staying, I've heard.
I like that.
From one or two people.
I like it a lot.
Yeah. I mean, he's had more of an impact than Alexis Sanchez on a quarter of the wage.
Fair, I think I've had more impact.
Yeah, if the season goes on for a bit longer, might Sanchez come back for the final couple of games?
See, this is it. This is why I think that June 30th cut-off exists.
Yeah, but then Ighalo's got to leave. If Sanchez comes in,
that's the rule. One in, one out. It's like 42s on a fucking Thursday.
Yeah, one in, one out. Rumchester, that's a good one.
Rumchester, oh.
That's definitely been used before. Rumchester, that sounds so obvious that must have been used for a rum before. Rumchester.
You can only Google it.
We can only Google
it. I wanted Howson's Special Brew, because you can't just have Howson's Brew, because that's a tea.
Yeah.
What?
There you go. Rumchester. There we go. You've hit it. Rumchester. What do you think?
Rumchester.
No. Possibly.
It's not bad. It's not bad, but it's not great.
Why don't you go house and special brew then? What's stopping you there?
Because it sounds like what?
Checking Instagram.
People drinking parks.
What was that?
No, special brew is like you have a cup of tea, you're feeling a bit. It's a Friday night. You don't want to go a little bit in the tea just before you go to bed.
You're putting rum in your tea.
No, some people do. Like a special tea, a bit of whiskey and rum in your tea. Yeah.
Whiskey and rum in your tea.
No, whiskey or rum.
You're having both whiskey and rum in your tea.
Maybe if you're having fun, you have whiskey.
And you're putting milk in it as well.
A dash of milk.
I've never had an Irish coffee before. Don't like it, but I still like it. Yeah,
Irish coffee's all right. But I'm stunned.
What is an Irish coffee? Because that sounds so bad. I've never had an Irish
coffee. Coffee with whiskey and cream.
Well, to be fair, most Englishmen don't know what an Irish coffee is.
Yeah, because I hate coffee as well, which doesn't help. Which doesn't help.
The tea version of that? Is it an Irish tea?
I don't think so.
I've heard definitely people put a bit of whiskey
in
tea.
Because Long Island seems like the place to go for a brew.
Yeah.
Nice teas.
Five shots in that.
They do
stuff for Long
Island. Longies. Oh.
Yeah.
Longies. Oh. So if your missus ever takes you out to a cocktail place and you're like, fuck's sake, I'm paying £7 for it, I got a lot of fucking pineapple in a mug.
£7's cheap nowadays. I know.
It is, I'm old.
See, right, so, Joe, isn't it cheap nowadays? Yeah. He's nodding.
Yeah. It's a tenner, isn't it?
It's upwards of 10.
It's a tenner everywhere.
You're getting the dry ice.
Yeah. You're getting the theatre, aren't you? Fuck with a sparkler, mate. I'm not arsed. Just give it a fucking drink.
Shut up.
But
I had a Mai Tai when I was over there.
Shut it.
Sailor Housen.
I had a Mai Tai when I was over there. Now that.
What's in a Mai Tai?
A lot of alcohol. There's a lot.
Just Mai Tai?
Mai Tai, yeah.
Why are you laughing when you say that?
I don't know.
What was that one I had in Cane and Grain? Because I went the other day.
You mean the petrol-infused thing that you had in Cane and Grain?
Yes, right. I went the other day into the same bar, the upstairs bar. Because what's that? It's called Science and Industry upstairs, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
But where they do
you've
the
got
ribs.
To remember
very
that
nice
night.
Ribs.
You just went to the lad.
Very nice ribs.
I like rum, and you were steaming, and you kept asking for ribs. I think he wanted to just kill you. So I just think he went...
Six of them. Because it was like a fuck-off big chunk of ice, and then it looked like a glass of Coke, but it was just rum.
And I'm ribbing it.
No. I was asking for ribs. I was asking for ribs. That much that guy got bored of me asking for ribs and tried to kill me with rum, I think.
Really?
He definitely tried.
But he underestimated how fat I am. And being fat is like a superpower. And he just didn't touch the sides. Until I went outside. And I know I was taking like 4 steps forward, 3 to the right, 1 backwards before I was getting in. It was a long walk to the station.
Did you ever have a head fucker during your exploits in Greece as a younger man? Did you ever have one of them?
Sounds about right.
They're about like something like 15 shots, and you get a free shot when it's had insult to injury. But it's
why
fucking.
Did you get a free shot?
I don't know.
Do you
mean,
know what? When you go to all these lads, all these 1830s, Malia and stuff like that, why did he give it you in a plastic? Why is all the shots that they give you in a plastic bottle?
In case you absolutely smash it or you drop it, because think about that, if people
are
going barefoot as well, you know, smashing about places, and because you're allowed to like
health drink, and safety,
you're allowed to do anything in those nightclubs, drink, smoke, anything.
They grab the stuff off the back for you and pour that straight in your mouth sometimes.
Yeah,
it's just like
they won't be doing that anymore with this virus knocking around.
No,
eh?
No. Yeah. 2 meter distance.
I tell you what. Lads' holidays, they took a kicking this year.
Big kicking.
I still think you'll have the... Well, did you see that clip of all those teenagers in the States down in Miami on spring break? Yeah. That everyone's kicking up a bit. There's definitely going to be some numpties who are going to...
Phone parties.
Pentagon's already full of the old ones.
Oh, God, that was awful.
They've closed bars in Florida now. Yeah. They've literally just said, you can't come in.
Phone parties are done. Even in Miami.
Phone parties are done. They're amazing about how shit they are.
Yeah.
Which makes them amazing again.
Yeah, true.
It's like a roller coaster.
But they're done.
I never quite scraped the bottom of the barrel for phone parties. Did boat party, which is like a paint party, but never quite phone party.
What? Hold on. You went way too early. You did a boat party, which is like a paint party, but no, you've never done a phone party.
I did a boat party, which was a paint party, but never a phone
party. So you had a paint party on a boat?
I did a paint party on a boat.
Right.
But not a phone party. I went that the backwards way, completely.
What the fuck's he on about?
What's a paint party?
Where you throw what do they call it in India?
Here we go.
This
will be fun.
Holly Festival. There you go. It's like that, but just with a load of pissed up teenagers throwing paint at each other. Dry paint, essentially.
What's the tomato one in? Is it Pamplona?
That's the tomato thing, yeah.
That's the. Isn't that the balls of Pamplona?
Similar gaff, I think. There's a tomato festival where basically you just get like. They drop off like.
La Tomatina.
Stop shouting at me.
Yeah, fuck off, Joe.
Our podcast.
Where they all throw matters at each other. That looks like a good pickle.
That is the same place with the bull running.
I think it's the same. Pamplona's there, yeah.
When,
I want to go now. All my mates are pussies and they didn't want to come.
When we're building the Lego off Wish, when are we doing that?
Well, we have to get turbo drunk, don't we?
I'll build Lego.
Going for that.
Yeah, we're just
It's 3,800 pieces.
And it's what when I mean now? A piece of like,
yeah. Yeah, well, we didn't buy it? Lego. We bought Wego.
What's the thing you're trying to build?
Old Trafford.
Oh,
it could take us days.
Nice.
And it's definitely.
Fuck off, Joe.
When you can start talking now, Joe, can I say it's nice this, right?
Don't careful.
What?
What I've done already.
Has he had a smash already, him or what?
No, mate, I've not drank since. I've not drinking for Lent. It's nice.
That's a very good Catholic thing to do.
But it's all right.
He's slagging.
I wouldn't have paid a tenner for it.
Joe McGrath slagging Joe Smith.
He's played a tenner.
Extortionally expensive. Peru is a Peruvian.
It's not extortionately expensive. Ten quid for 500 grams is actually about as good as you're going to get anywhere.
What's wrong with instant? What's wrong with instant?
These podcasts are about
10 quid for 500 grams. Trying hard to.
I don't know about that.
On that note, when will football return? You think?
I don't know because we are nowhere near. Like they're talking about, like 80% of the country is going to get infected and 250,000 are going to die. Well, there's like, 1,000 died, something like that? It's not even, is it? It's 100 in
England. It's a lot of time.
There's a couple of thousand infected and 100 died. Well, that's a lot of people to get infected and a lot of people to pass away. Like, if that's what they're honestly projecting, and that's not just like worst case, shit of run up projections, that's a long fucking way off. We are nowhere near that. We've got to hit exponential growth is what we've got to hit. I honestly don't want to hit that, but like if that's what they're talking about, we're miles away from that.
Yeah.
We're only at the getting your nuts tickled phase of fucking this thing.
I won't mind getting my nuts tickled.
Get missed. I think
you speak for everyone here. I was going to say as well, then you see that on Sky Sports with that, I think you were talking about earlier, the Damashev thing, literally about voiding the season for Liverpool. And like they start attacking him and stuff. Well, not attacking him, but they kept cutting
physical.
Them off. That would be entertaining. Now that would be Sky I would watch, but no, they just kept cutting them off and just being. You see that carry on.
Just take a game of everyone to make it level.
What does that mean?
No,
take a game. That was the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Taking a game off everyone. What game? Like,
yeah, which game? Because I've played all one half of the season and half of the other half, and there's my style might clash with all of these teams. Excellent. I might win them all. Liverpool have lost 4 in the last 6.
Here's a question as well. Do you think they can finish the Premier League and not finish the European competitions and that be fair? Because for me, like United have had Europa League. They've kind of put eggs in their basket.
Correct.
Saying they want to do that. That's where they're going to get the
Champions
League.
Sheffield United haven't been hindered
by that. Sheffield United haven't. Leicester haven't. United's done that. If you stop the Premier League and United finish 5th or 6th, which could happen.
It's just not right.
It's not fair. You finish that.
You've got to get it done. They've
got to
get it done.
Finish everything.
They've got to get it done.
The Cups.
United have potentially
I don't think they have to finish the FA Cup.
Of course they do.
80,
because it's European competition for someone.
Yeah.
It's only Premier League teams, I think, left in it, isn't it?
Give someone
Norwich.
Yeah, I suppose.
Norwich, that could be a big thing for Norwich.
Yeah, just give it him.
Don't work like that.
This is what
shiny-headed fellow was talking about. You can't just decide to arbitrarily award European qualification titles to people. They have to be achieved, and they have to be achieved over a 38-game season. Them's the rules. Liverpool could play 3 ineligible players in their last 3 games and have a points deduction. That's all possible within the FA rules. They could get a points deduction or something from any other sort of rule thingy. You can't just give them the title until they've won the title.
It's weird that the rule book was never written with this sort of case scenario in mind.
It's not completely impossible to happen. Like
they seem all baffled by it.
Well, to be fair,
they might have put some plans in place if something like this comes in and wipes the season off. They look absolutely.
Because war previously stopped.
They look absolutely baffled by everything, and they should have this in place because there's so much riding on it. Yeah. And everyone should know. Oh, we should know now if the season's paused. We should know where we're going instead of all these questions and the big CEOs getting.
Joe's causing the questions. Is that people don't know? They can't tell you when this is going to come back.
Yeah.
Now, on one hand, I agree with trying to finish this one before even starting the next one, because if nothing comes in, how do you even begin to start next season? Like, if it was a world war, like, what it's like.
Is that me?
That's harsh, that.
Yeah, that's me.
Well, it's not me,
well,
is it?
There's no one on that side of me, is there? Let's be honest. So
I've never been called that before.
Oh, I'm a Man King Korea came out here just as it kicked off, all kicked off work. Being off work and staying in as much as possible. Defo helps watching your videos and streams.
That's quite nice.
We will be keeping going, even if there is any sort of lockdown enforced or otherwise.
In some way, shape, or form.
Howson's Barrel. I do like Howson's Barrel. Does, yeah, which is not a bad thing.
And maybe sounds like what?
My belly.
Oh, your belly.
Yeah. You didn't miss it.
The hour would be easy, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Anyway, the
just in a barrel.
If we get contained, forced or otherwise, we've already started like taking home a camera and stuff to try and make sure that we can make content. Joe's going to bring you the news. Alex's going to text something. We can all do Google Hangouts to do a podcast still.
Yeah.
What will this lockdown entail, though? Maybe I'm a bit behind everyone and not clued in, but what will a lockdown actually entail? No going outside.
You can only go to the shops to get food.
Kind of like what?
Go for a run.
Italy, no chance.
I like running now.
Are you a runner?
I think
have you got the running bug?
I'm meant to running.
I'm gonna start running.
I'm meant to running. I do.
Are you out on the pavement? Or are you on a treadmill outdoors? Or no?
What I do is bring my treadmill outdoors and.
That's exactly what I was on about.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
A bit of fresh air with it.
Yeah. Nice.
Fuck me.
Without.
Germany said I'm meant to running. I just got bad Bert Kreischer vibes.
Is Bert Kreischer bad at running, is he?
No, motherfucker's done marathons, and he's fat.
Yeah, how is that? Because doesn't he do that slim, the Sober October with Joe, but he always seems to, every time I see him on telly, he seems to be, like, the same build.
Yeah.
Friends with, come safe space, loads of nice chat, and just get ripped the shit out of me if we're running.
We're going to rip you because we like you.
I'm weird good at running.
If we don't like you, I just don't talk to
you. I made something about Sheffield Paddock 100-meter run. Let's see if you can do it.
I wonder who would be
the quickest.
Do anyone
in
I reckon stream. It would be.
Don't say it.
What was your question?
I've got a question for you.
Yeah, go on.
You've said on the stated podcast that Thursdays are as good as Sundays.
Oh, yeah. Thursdays are great.
Thursdays aren't
Today's
as good as Sundays.
Today's Thursday. Let's all have a nice day.
Thursdays are better than Sundays.
What?
Yes, Thursdays
no.
here. We're such
no.
A, do you want to just chill out? This is our moment.
No.
Thursdays are better than Sundays. I've got a new podcast, by the way. Thanks for being around for the podcast. It's called The Premium Podcast, where we rank stuff.
Do you know nine times you said you're going to come in here and do it, and can we do it? And I'm like, yeah, and then you don't turn up.
Because I'm always ill.
I'm ill?
Not that ill. I'm just fucking
hence the cough earlier.
Oh, don't worry, it's more up here, mate.
It
didn't get premium, it got good.
It is considered a premium supermarket, though, I think. Episode.
Why you?
That's just it is, though, isn't it, Morrison?
So what we do is you rank stuff. You've seen all the rank before. Yes, it's a really big idea that's already on YouTube, but we thought, fuck it, let's do a podcast.
I did see
Days of the Week.
Days
Thursday,
week.
Where are you putting it? Premium, good, average, or most triad? Thank you.
Premium?
Premium?
The only premium days are Friday, Saturday.
Well, have you listened to the podcast? It was the episode. That's what we put Friday, Saturday.
But,
why have you listened?
I listened to the first bit.
Oh. Where do you think Sunday goes?
Sunday below Thursday.
What? I don't
Thursday's pretty
Sunday
bad.
Sunday goes below Thursday.
Thursday and...
I thought he wasn't on this.
Yeah, but think about Super Sunday. And all those things that happen.
You're back
on
to work the next day.
Oh, yeah, because they happen at the moment.
Yeah, but that's. Yeah. See, Sunday no, but Thursday, the thing is, what you're bringing there is you're bringing in Monday to influence your Sunday.
Well, it does. Your mood on Sunday is influenced
Monday's
by what's happening on Monday.
Because not only that, is you are hungover from having a fucking belter of
you
a Sunday.
You can't take Monday in isolation Sunday, from Sunday.
Rum Sunday that we did in here where we watched the Tranmere game was a fucking great day. Monday after.
All right.
Wasn't great.
No.
There's not saying any Sunday can't be good.
We all put in Wednesday.
I think Wednesday's the worst day of the week.
Really?
What? Why is Wednesday the worst day of the week?
Because I feel productive on a Monday. I come in full of beans. I get all my shit sorted. By Wednesday, it's all gone to pot.
Well, it's like...
We'll put it in the description. Oh, the best thing to do. Someone will do that.
Can we all agree Sunday is the worst day of the week, though?
No, it's average.
You think it's average?
No, it's good, actually.
No.
Sunday. I think it's
average. Not having it. You do actually get a day off, personally.
I was going to say something then, but I'll leave it for the group chat.
What?
I'll put it in the group chat.
He's putting it in the group chat.
Yeah, so it's called The Premium Podcast. It's on Apple and it's on Spotify. Listen to it if you've... Tuesdays and shit. So do get it on all your podcasting devices. Thank you very much.
Sunday's a fucking belter of a
day.
You're in the fucking group chat. I don't want you to read it out on it, so don't worry about it.
No,
I'll leave it.
Oh, that's tight.
It's fair, though.
Who is that?
I'm all right.
It's fair.
Universally right.
Don't worry about it. Don't you worry about it. Don't you worry about it.
I know, and that's why.
I love you. I like.
Because he does fuck all on a Tuesday.
Yeah, I bet he does. He does fuck all while I'm here. I bet he's turbo fuck all.
Mr.
Professional level of fuck all.
To be fair, do you know what? Today, he's been secretly productive.
I know. Still annoying. He's still been objectively fucking obtrusive as well.
Yeah.
We did, coming out on Friday, we did cuisines, right? What's in the premium tier?
In terms of what? We're talking like...
You can't say Nando's.
It's only like...
Portuguese is... Premium?
Oh, he's talking like French, Italian.
Yeah, French, Italian, Indian's premium.
Right, here's the
problem.
Right,
is though, you can have
chilies though. We didn't do chili. We did the 12. We did Indian, Chinese, Greek, Italian, Spanish.
See, I think
now,
Greek stays.
I like Chinese, but listen, you're on the podcast. I'm going to say something that's going to affect everyone here, right?
Listen to Steve.
When you say a nation's cuisine, are you taking their primo, or do we have to take it as a whole?
Take it as a whole. You've got to take it as a whole.
China's nowhere near the top, then.
Well,
them motherfuckers eat dogs.
And let's get the bat thing. And the bat kind thing, of like, yeah. It's made things bad at the minute.
No, I'm not taking it back, right? This morning, No, I'm not. I'm going deeper, right? I'm going to double down.
Allegedly.
This morning, no, it's not allegedly.
Can we say that? No?
I saw a man.
Can we say allegedly?
Cooking a dog in a wok, and he was basting it, and the dog was yelping. For starters, why did the dog not jump out? Also, right.
Also, where are you seeing this stuff like this?
Where is this?
Where are you seeing stuff like this?
Someone said a comment I don't agree with.
Where are we putting Italian?
But the video was horrific.
Where are we putting Italian?
Well, where is the worst of Italian? What's the worst of Italian?
No, Italian all around. Italian food. It's unbelievable, isn't it?
Yeah, there's no bad
food. You can have really bad Italian, though.
Italian, yeah, but that's not American Italian. They've spun it.
Have you ever had cornbread? That's Italian.
Is that not American?
You ever had pizza? You fucking have a day dedicated.
That's American!
Is it four?
Really is.
Not good.
Really
pizza.
Not.
I think pizza, as he knows it, is American. He's got the Neapolitan food. Traditional pizza.
No, who likes pasta?
Huh?
Everyone. Premium.
Except the gluten tolerance.
Gluten intolerance.
Yeah, my gluten-free pasta is really taken off these days.
Yes, apparently it's got
ingredients down to a T.
No, they have. Most pasta now is gluten-free.
Most? That's a
most.
Most.
The gluten's my favourite.
That's a lie. He's like, Alex.
The gluten is my favourite.
Alex is lying on the podcast. Okay, Indian, is that going premium?
I don't know, because you can have really bad Indian food.
Yeah, so right, let's just pick the best of. You had the best Indian.
Are you on this podcast?
Yes.
Fucking sounds like it. You're not on this podcast either, shut up.
Japanese?
No.
Never had it, really.
No, raw food.
Yeah, but... No, I actually actively do not like Wagamamas.
Mexican.
Can we finish on
that? Tell you what.
No, it's low. Mexican's low. You can cook a good Mexican at home, mate. Enchiladas!
Burritos are just...
Burritos are...
How about everyone not with a mic? Shut the fuck up. How's that for an idea?
Mexicans all of them.
Mexican's mint.
Mexican is good.
The fact that you can make it at home doesn't make it a negative for me.
No.
At all.
Yeah, but when you're
it's one of the easiest things to get a good at.
Anyway, listen to the podcast anyway, see where we put it. Where do you think we put British?
Well, the thing is, like a Sunday roast, he's fucking belting. Beans on toast? Is beans on toast British? I think it is, actually, because I saw a video of an American trying it.
I can't believe
they eat this.
I think it is considered a British.
A breakfast, fish and chips, that's what you kind of put in pies. A full English breakfast, is that British? Yeah.
He realised that halfway through.
He put his head in his hand and he went,
now he's laughing like he realised he's stupid.
The whole breakfast, like...
Not like fucking cereal, not bad.
German sausage, where are they from?
German food can't be high up on the list.
What?
No, no. You've got.
Oh, once you get into the cabbage and the sauerkraut,
yeah, that's what I'm thinking. The meat, yes. The veggies, not.
The French you had the day.
Have you ever had a pretzel and a pint
at the same time?
Yeah. Is it not like life changing?
Why did it have to be at the same time?
Well, I've had a pretzel and I've had a beer. I didn't.
Have you ever combined the two?
I have combined
There's
the
your
two.
Name for your rum. It's done. It's over.
For anyone, rum, fat boy rum.
Yes. It's finished.
It's a great
Henry,
a
you've
great
done
name.
It.
Well done.
Right. Henry, you've done it.
Henry, if they accept that name,
you'll
send you a bottle.
Oh, you definitely. There's some of the mad shit you see on beer labels. Like, you get away with quite a bit, I think, with branding beer,
That's
to be honest.
Fucking
Greek food. Oh, Greek food's delicious.
Greek up there.
Tom says, just said there's a virus spreading. Heads up for everyone. Fuck it up.
Cheers, mate. Cheers, thanks for that.
Amidst all the coronavirus.
What should I have for dinner?
What did you have last night?
I'd like these wraps.
The Mexican?
Yeah, that tikka wraps.
Tikka wraps.
Tikka wraps. Fusion.
Fusion. I might have a bit of something. Do you want to go for something?
What are Greek food, something for everyone. I do like.
He may be biased though, because he is Greek though.
Good. Yeah, so kebab. Good.
Gyro. Delicious. Nice.
I like a good halloumi.
Oh.
That's Cypriot, actually, not Greek.
You could get him on for that. You could do a rum tier list.
Tier list.
Jesus, that's going to be messy. Absolutely. But yeah. Which video do we do it on? Oh, I'm actually, Mine. I am going to be producing. Mine. Oh, right, yeah, cool. And it's also going to coincide with, I am going to be doing, so let me get this show out first. And I guess we're doing it at home, luckily, which is the Rumdown. Which is going to be my own sort of current events thing. Seems like there's fuck all sports to talk about.
And a lot of current events as well.
And there's a lot of current events. And the whole plan of it is, I'm going to get half cut and then roll.
Is
what could possibly
go
wrong? What?
You're allowed out of school?
Yep.
What are you going to be a teacher? Oh, Housen, teacher Housen.
Not good.
Mr. Housen.
Mr. Housen.
Not fucking good. Mr. Housen.
What, yeah.
Because it's like,
film, something like that.
There is people with a long fuse, people with a short fuse, and then there's fucking angry veterans with no fuse who ain't gobby little kids.
Where do you fall under?
I'll give you four guesses. So, yeah, I might just get pissed and then just fucking, like, figure it out, stupid. I'm sure they're going to give me homework.
Yeah.
Someone saying Peruvian food is mint. I know Joe likes his Peruvian coffee, but I don't know about that one.
But, yeah, I think I'll do... Let me get an episode of the Rumdown out. And then I'll come do a rum tier list.
Yes, please.
How many sort of topics have you got on your... Or how many sort of, like...
Tiers.
Things have you got in your
we've
tiers?
We've got quite a lot. Oh, we've only got four tiers.
What's your tiers?
Premium. Good, average, and must try harder, because we don't like to say shit, although it is shit, but you know, could affect brand deals in the future.
Can you give us a hint of where some of maybe one of those rums maybe is going to be off the top of your head?
Very disappointingly, the Manchester Still, because the label's sensational. It's brilliant, isn't it? You've seen it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's the one that tastes like petrol and nearly killed as well.
Doesn't taste like petrol.
It is petrol.
I think it might be petrol.
Strong.
That's
strong
definitely one. In the must try harder. What was it? Average.
Average.
Good.
And premium. What's the premium one?
Salford.
Salford rum.
You are a fan of that rum. They actually tweeted you, didn't they?
They did.
The other day, yeah.
Really?
I'm also a big fan of Bumbu.
So am I.
Okay.
Can you have more than one thing in the premium tier?
Yeah, of course you can.
Say something like Captain Morgan's in the good.
Yeah.
I
spiced or normal?
I've got a crack in it in a fucking over the top ceramic bottle.
Nice. Is it good? Average?
Crack and black. Premium? Yeah. Captain Morgan's do a black one as well, which is pretty good. That might go into the good, possibly even premium, because every time I've drank it, I've never just had a bit of it. I've had like half a bottle.
Yeah, because you've got more and more.
Surely Captain Morgan spiced is like premium just because it's like the staple.
Yeah, maybe it is premium. Maybe we denounce premium. It because we have too much of it.
Yeah.
Maybe that's just me.
Yeah. Maybe you need a break from it to realise just how good it is.
Yeah.
Do you know what? Even I think Bacardi do one and a Havana do one, which is a spiced version of theirs.
The spiced Bacardi's up there.
Definitely. Lovely.
Do I have to consume these while I'm talking about
them? Yeah, we all do.
Sweet.
We can have a big old chit chat. What's it?
Train day, I think.
It's a train day.
Is it for that or is it an interesting drive home day?
Yeah. It'd be alright when the roads are quiet, though.
Fucking banging, I'm saying. Yeah.
Yeah. What should I get for my dinner? What are you having?
Don't know. It's my mother's birthday, so I'll probably have.
Is she who?
My mother's birthday.
Happy birthday.
Where are you going?
We can't go out, can
we?
Oh,
yeah.
Fucking hell.
Yeah.
So that's next week as well.
We've had to cancel Blake's naming ceremony.
Oh.
Which is like a christening if you can't really be arsed with God and that.
I mean, she's had her name for a while now, hasn't it?
Like, over a year.
What would you do in the naming ceremony?
It's the exact same as a christening, apart from the fella with the water.
That's about a year later as well, isn't it?
Sounds like a PC christening to me.
Yeah.
Like,
PC.
Because you can't slap religion on things these days.
It's not that I don't want to slap religion on it. I'm just not religious. So it'd be hypocritical as fuck of me. So we didn't have a church wedding because we don't believe in it. So why would I have a christening? It was a conversation with my nana.
Oh, fair. Is she a Bible basher like every other nanny around the world?
Yeah, at Christmas and Easter.
Oh, fair. Mine's a full-time one, I can say
spiced
that.
Spiced rum for people that can't drink, apparently.
Is it though?
That's a load of shit. Happy birthday, Alex.
Watch how fucking minging you get going shot for shot with me.
It's my birthday next week, so I don't know what I'm going to do for it.
We'll do a Google Hangouts with it.
I'm just going to get
absolutely... Wankathon. Massive wankathon.
That's what Joe's going to do for his late night live, I believe.
Oh, lovely. Yeah. I'm sure there'll be plenty cheering for that.
Joe's going to have a... Wow.
Different thing.
Oh, right.
What you think it is.
Yeah.
What a day.
This is shit, innit, with no sport?
It is shit. We're talking about wankers.
There's some Aussie rules happening this weekend, if you're interested in that.
Even the rugby league's gone.
Yeah. NRL's still playing now in Australia. The Aussies have literally just gone, fag them, mate.
They've just had their bushfires. They're not arsed with, like,
what was that line, Callum? What was the line in that?
He can't remember.
The 40 what? No, the line from what they said for the fixture list.
40 will go on.
It was like that, yeah. But
40 will go on.
Here's what they said, mate.
They do type
40 will find a way.
Yeah.
40 will find a way.
They get big crowds at the footy as well, don't they?
Not anymore, they don't. It's behind closed
doors.
Oh, is it behind closed doors? That explains.
What do you think about WrestleMania?
Oh, that's behind closed doors. But now you're getting onto the serious stuff now, Joe.
And it's over two nights now.
Two nights, I've heard. That is seriously underwhelming.
Can you believe how wild
seriously
that's going
to
be?
What's that?
WrestleMania.
Turkish League's still on, apparently.
Oh, he acts like he's not impressed by WrestleMania.
Don't like WrestleMania.
Who's your favourite wrestler, Steve? Your favourite's Rey Mysterio. Spoken like a child who hasn't watched wrestling since 2005.
Great wrestler.
Daniel Cormier?
That's the literal
favourite wrestler. Let's have a look at that picture there. Nice.
Oh, that's nice.
Where are these for everyone?
What's that? These are fucking belting, aren't they?
Nice.
He's good at this, you know.
He is good at this.
You should do this as your job, mate.
We're on
right,
a bit,
short cam
pictures that producer Adam has taken on the podcast.
Shocking. Oh, how convenient. Not asked. Go watch the Paddock FC stuff on House's channel. It's very good.
Yeah, please go watch it because it's not actually done all that many views.
I've had a watch. Are you trying to inspire everyone? Alex's team talk. Guys, we're shit, but we'll do all right. Come on.
We were shit. We were a bit shit. Do
you want a shirt? Oh, are we going to give him a shirt?
Yeah, I'll sell a shirt. It like a motherfucker. Do a wrestling podcast. I'm not too...
Watch the Turkish League and the promos off. Highly recommended. Is it, though?
Turkish League's not bad.
We heard that a lot John Louis Mikel's been kicking off.
What's he kicking?
Because he's still playing. He's like, I shouldn't be playing.
He probably shouldn't. I mean,
yeah,
he shouldn't be
right,
playing.
Right, hang on,
we've got some
merch.
He's getting more merch.
He's going to plug the merch.
Plug the merch.
Thank you.
Nice.
We've got these. How many
XLs have you got
these? If you want to get into the comments and the description and check it out, we've got mugs, we've got shirts, this training kit. There's some t-shirts and stuff in there.
The detail on the sleeves is a massive thing. Look at the little bit of
snap back
on the sleeves, mate. Nice. Look at that.
Look at it. It's man-child.
Oh, nice.
Fucking good at that. For your head.
Buy that hat, kids, and you could look as cool as Stephen Housen.
Fucking Joe on the side.
Yeah, loads of people actually have bought it. Did you get the hat? With a finger?
His face on a mug, and he's there.
Nice.
Oh my God, it is him.
I'll tell you about who's having one of them mugs soon.
It's good. Oh,
the same half. Have we got any XLs of these?
We got two triple XL, I think.
Double XL. Right, are we done?
I think we are done.
I think we are fucking done, aren't we? Keep tuning in, please, and help keep the channel alive.
Buy merch.
Yeah,
buy some merch. It's all in the bottom.
It'll get better before, you know, it gets worse. There's a worse before it gets better. Either one of them.
Any final words from Cameron?
Cameron.
Sorry, I'm almost Kieran. Insulted, actually, to be honest. Almost
Hold
insulted.
On.
Is it weird that Cameron Diaz is called Cameron? You've not thought about that, have you?
And it's Americans, though. They call
Cameron. Because I can't
Gwyneth
see
Paltrow it. Named a kid Apple.
Yeah, What?
What's the weirdest celebrity kid name you've heard?
Kim Kardashian. Was it Northwest? Come on. That is fucking ridiculous.
What's their other kid called?
Huh?
Didn't Prince? Did Michael Jackson have two called Prince?
I think so.
Michael and Prince Michael II.
Tyson Fury's got two called Prince because he's the king.
Venezuela as well.
Oh, do you know fucking hell, they call boxer, mad bastard.
Mike Tyson?
No. Billy Joe Saunders?
It's not Evander Holyfield, another one. Is it Joe Frazier?
Frazier.
Fucking hell.
All his kids are called like Joe, isn't
it? Yeah, is it Joe Frazier? Has got 10 kids called Joe Frazier.
Jesus.
Some fucking
do they call him the
like
first,
that?
The second, the third,
yeah,
the fourth?
Yeah, that's what they call him, yeah. It might not be Joe Frazier, but it's like some fucking famous boxer has got 10 kids and they're all called the same fucking thing. That's crazy.
Who's watching this?
What are you doing? Why is he standing there?
I don't know.
He's really bored.
Right. Listen, thank you guys for tuning in. Honestly, it really does mean a lot, especially when we've got fuck all to talk about. Do appreciate it. Make sure to subscribe and tune in every day. We'll get through this together and we'll see you on the other side.
See ya.
Bye.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.